Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So here's the story. Schaumburg man hit blinded by a foul ball at Wrigley Field is suing the Cubs. Do you know how many people get hit by balls each year? 1,750 on average get hit and injured by, I guess, bats and balls at Major League Baseball games. There's the story of this John J. Luce of Schaumburg broke his nose and six bones around his left eye this year. He was at a game in August. He's filed a lawsuit against the Cubs and Major League Baseball seeking at least $50,000 in damages. And he wasn't one of these guys that's on. He wasn't on a cell phone. In fact, he said, "I'm a student of the game. I like to watch the outfielders position themselves during certain at-bats. So when the ball's thrown, I like to see if the center fielder is moving, anticipating maybe the pitch or the swing." And while he was doing that, he got hit in the face by a ball. It's a story that happens more and more often now, and the solution is we need more netting around the playing area. And everybody loses their undies about this, or their lunch about this. They get their undies in a knot. I don't think they're actually losing their undies about this. But I think what you should do is put up more netting. And if you don't like the black nylon netting, I think we need to make netting out of the same stuff that fishing line is made out of. Really clear, strong stuff. But that's a different conversation. Colin Dunn is on a phone line. He's an attorney representing that John Luce of Schaumburg. Colin, it's John Williams. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thank you for having me.
What do you want to say about what I've said so far?
We agree 100%. 100%. That would, the netting, I was in St. Louis last week to see the Cubs clinch it and noticed the netting went to the edge of the dugout down there, the far edge, and had we had the same netting at Wrigley Field, John Luce would not be in the position he's in right now.
He was in aisle or section 135. So tell me, in relation, how far back was he? In relation to the dugout or third base was he? That sort of thing.
So he's up the first baseline a little bit, and he's row 11, I think seat 107. And so he's definitely near the field, near the action, which a lot of people want to be. And as you said, he was watching the game. He wasn't on his phone. He wasn't, drinking beers like the bleachers.
Do you know what the velocity was of the ball coming off the bat? Sometimes we have that.
We don't have that yet. That's part of our investigation. We'll figure that out, but we don't have that yet.
That kid at Yankee Stadium, the ball was hit 105 miles an hour. 105 miles right. an hour.
Unbelievable. Nobody can get out of the way of that. If it doesn't hit you, it's because it missed you, not because you got out of the way.
So what about the language on the ticket itself?
Well, Jay actually didn't have a ticket. He was an invitee of the Cubs. He wasn't given a ticket. But either way, that ticket in no way do you assume the risk of what Jay experienced, what that speed of the ball, that's not something that you're recognizing as a risk, that most people recognize as a risk when they sit in those seats. You know, foul balls will come in there, but as you pointed out, the girl at 105 miles an hour and Jay's ball that was fast enough to cause the damage that it did is not something that you would anticipate.
What was the damage that it did?
Well, it shattered his eye socket. He's had at least, he's had three surgeries at this point, I think, and he's got two more on the way. He's likely to lose the eye. Doctors are doing their best and are hopeful, but that's something that he's coming to grips with. If that ends up being what they recommend, he's going to have to do that.
If there had been the net you want, but this had still occurred because the ball traveled beyond the net, something else happened, would you still be filing this suit?
Well, I think for Jay, if the netting had been in place, this would not have happened. I think our early investigation shows that. But, in certain places, Japan, for instance, they have netting that goes foul pole to foul pole. And we don't think that that inhibits the fans' enjoyment of the game out there. So we don't think having something similar here would do that. And to be honest with you, where Jay has told us and has told the media that he does not want this to happen to anybody else, and that's his goal here.
Yeah. So the way you get their attention is to sue them for at least $50,000. How much money do you think your client deserves or will get?
I think that's a factor of his injuries and prognosis, and it's too soon to tell that. We'll figure that out as based on what the doctors tell us.
But if he, say, loses vision in his eye, and he's a relatively young man, what is his age? 60. What is he again?
60.
So this is a guy that could live another 40 years, more, less, whatever, without vision in one eye. That's a terrible impediment. I think that's worth a lot of money. Or it's worth zero because it's not the team's fault. You know, that accidents happen and we can't have 1,700 people suing baseball every game every year, you know?
Well, it'll be up to the jury, John. They'll figure that out for us.
Well, listen, I'm on your side. I mean, I've long said that it's insane what we ask people to do. You know, if I took my mom or dad to a game, they're in their 80s. What, they can't go to a game or they can't have good seats? That's not fair. So they sit there and they couldn't protect themselves. I don't know if I could protect them either. We're all just sitting ducks there. Heck, Addison Russell launched his bat again. That guy needs to get some pine tar. Bats go into the stands as well.
Sure. And I think if you look at the players, they, from what I've read, the players are all for more netting, and they're dealing with this on a day-in, day-out basis. They see how fast the balls go into the stands, and I listen to the players when they say that there should be more netting.
What do the fans want? I mean, is there a consensus out there?
I don't see a consensus. I honestly don't see people on the other side more netting on that side of the argument. I think from sitting behind the netting personally, after a minute or two, you don't even know it's there anymore.
I agree with you on that. Have you been to a hockey game? And maybe that's a lighting issue and you don't notice it as much, but everybody's looking through nets, or all the good seats are looking through nets, and you don't even think about it.
You forget it's there. It doesn't impact me and my enjoyment of the game at all. So I don't see the downside to more netting. I haven't seen anybody articulate a downside to more netting. So.
By the way, Wayne just wanted to make this observation. You're on WGN. Hey, Wayne, what's up?
Hey, John, how you doing? I'm a longtime fan. And just speaking for the fans, I've written to the commissioner, both Bud Selig and Rob Manfred, about this for many years. And the point I always make is the people paying for the high-priced seats behind home plate, where, you know, foul balls hit that screen all the time. Do you ever hear those people complaining about the netting there?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. Wayne, thank you for the call. Your comment on that, Colin?
I agree. You know, they used to call that area the slaughter pen back in the day before they had netting there. And I think, you know, that now that term can be extended to the people up and down those lines because they are in harm's way. They are in a hot zone, and Major League Baseball needs to protect them.
So you want them to, A, pay your client whatever the right amount of money is, but you also want them to put up a net. And where will the net be if you had your way?
Well, we're going to hire experts that'll tell us the safest and most effective place to put netting. I think that's something that we'll present as part of our case in this lawsuit. But I look, as I pointed out, Japan has it foul pole to foul pole, and I haven't read anything from any fans in Japan that say that impacts their enjoyment of the game one iota.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Good luck to your client. Good luck to the Cubs. I mean, none of us benefits from the Cubs losing money or fans or a positive experience. But I think this is something that could be fixed tomorrow. And it's a shame that it will require something like this to make that happen. We'll stay in touch, Colin. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me again.
You bet. It's my pleasure. Colin Dunn is a personal injury attorney at the Clifford Law Offices, representing John Luce, who was blinded by a foul ball. Actually, blinded may be premature. He said they're trying to save the eye. I presume the vision at a Cubs game in August.